Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the journey of self-leadership mastery and life success. Reinvent or evolve yourself as you redesign your business. Dual innovation. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and more effectively. Learn something new from our conversation today. Welcome to We Mentor Mondays. I'm Nancy, and today I'm behind the mic because I wanted to talk with you about focus. I'm hearing all the time people are having such difficulty with focus. I mean, I went to my weather app. I was going to check the weather and ended up like totally reading an article and just went down kind of, you know what it's like, down the rabbit hole. And it took like 20 minutes to get my attention back. And then I closed off my phone and I'm like, you know, I didn't even get the weather. And so then I had to go back in. So anyways, I'm sure that you felt challenged to direct your focus. One second we're looking at things, the next, you know, something else is coming in our feed, or somebody's interrupting us, or there's outside forces that really, you know, can infringe upon or worry concerns that we have for other people. So distraction is not only time consuming, but it, basically it's toxic. And we have more challenges now than ever because all these apps and all these articles and just things that we're getting into online are designed to tap into our emotions and, you know, fight for our attention. So what if you could reverse the trend by learning to catch ourselves before we get distracted? So today, I would like to share with you four aspects of focus and dive into the first one, which is distraction. And I have a meditation at the end that will help you to gain more control over your mind. We really need some extra support, especially right now. So because meditation can reduce lapses in attention and have a positive impact on our work and relationships, I think it's the most powerful thing that we can do right now to gain control of distractions by learning four aspects of focus. And I have the 6-minute meditation at the end. You can share this 6-minute meditation. First, do it yourself, and then see who else in your life that would like to use this as a way to focus in on this one aspect of focus, which is directing your focus. All right. So you can share this with your staff. At meetings, before you start the day, you can share it with your family and friends, anyone you think is appropriate, but first try it out for yourself. So directing attention is being able to focus on the right things at the right time. Directing attention doesn't do us much good if we can't sustain our attention. So next week, I'm going to talk with you about ways that you can sustain your attention once you're directing it. So the four aspects to focus is a skill set that it really takes a lot of, not a lot, it just takes, once you know them, you'll figure it out. And you'll say, oh yeah, I've experienced this. So the first one is directing your focus. The second one is sustaining it, which we'll talk about next time. The third one is noticing when you get distracted. So at the moment you feel like your attention has been diverted, like the moment that I noticed I was going down the rabbit hole, you know, I was so frustrated at the end that I said, okay, next time when I go in, I'm just going to stay focused on what it is I want to direct my attention toward. So I needed this piece of information about the weather so I could decide whether or not I was going to go for a walk outside or inside. So when you get distracted, Like, I feel like today while I'm taping this, I'm focusing on being distracted, but there have been things that have taken my attention away from what I'm doing. And so when you notice that's what's happening, releasing, just letting go of the control and just allowing yourself to get back into yourself and say, okay, I lost control for a minute. I'm noticing that I'm very distracted and I want to direct my attention to what I need to do today or get back on this task. So just trying it again. You know, when you notice that you're off task from what you would like to direct your focus on or your attention on, just gently guide yourself back. So the first one is directing your focus. The second one is sustaining it over a period of time. I'll talk more about that next week. The third is noticing when you're getting distracted or when your attention diverts to another thing, or maybe you're noticing when you lose track of a conversation that you're having with someone. Just bring yourself back into the conversation. And the fourth one is relaxing attention. So knowing that there are moments within the day, like the beginning of the morning, just before you do a body scan or you have tasks that you're working on or your agenda for the day pops in and what you're going to do first, before you even plant your feet on the floor, taking a moment to realize that there's a space in between those things, and that's where you have relaxed attention. You can also notice this right before we go to sleep. Our mind moves into relaxing because we've released all the activities and tasks that we need to do for the day, and we move into a relaxed state of being. My inspiration for today's topic and meditation came from a series that I'm learning through Healthy Minds Innovation. I highly recommend, and you've heard me talk about before if you're a longtime listener, the Healthy Minds app. It's so great because it tracks your progress. And so if you move away from, you know, and don't do meditating for a while, it's tracked your progress up until that point. And it also has different quizzes so that you can see the progress that you're making or not making, or just how many meditations you've done in what area. And you can decide if you want a 5-minute meditation or a 20-minute meditation or 30 minute. So I highly recommend the app to track your progress, and because slowly we build the synapses in our minds. It's over time. It's like any muscle that we're doing. If you're trying to build muscle, you need to work the muscle groups. There needs to be some repetition. There needs to be consistency in how you do things. There has to be a level of intensity when you're working the different muscle groups. You do that with your muscles. It's also you're training your mind to work with your muscles. You're doing the same thing with meditation. You're just training your mind in 4 areas of focus. So you're noticing when you're distracted and you want to direct your focus to a particular area. Then once you're in that particular area, you want to be able to sustain the focus over a period of time so you can finish the task or really listen intently into a conversation or finish, complete a project or work with teammates. But you want to sustain attention to produce something. And then noticing when you're getting distracted so that you can just gently guide your mind back to redirecting your focus. And then relaxing attention. So directing. Why do we need this? Well, when we're in danger, you can think that your attention is immediately focused on the danger and what to do about it. Or anytime you have surprises in your life, you know, someone walks up to you and from behind and all of a sudden your attention is focused in that direction. So circumstances shift our focus, kind of like a flashlight in a forest. And today's meditation is like that. Sometimes we're in control and paying attention to what we want. Sometimes other forces outside of us are coming into the in our mind to direct our focus. And so the important thing is to stay in charge of how you're directing your focus. All right. So, paying attention to the right things at the right time. It's the ability to keep your focus on attention, on impulse control, and on wandering. So, working out your mind muscles. Let's do the first small repetition that you can do over and over again. So if you're driving, you'll need to pull over for the moment for 6 minutes. So find a quiet space or a place in which you can just gently gaze. So for this meditation, your eyes are soft and gentle. They do not need to be closed. So gently find yourself in a seated position, either on a pillow or a chair, and feel your feet or notice your legs crossed. Notice which leg is in front, your right leg or your left foot. Gently sit back in your, you don't need a chair, you're not going to lean on the chair. You're just sitting upright but not straining. And just pull your shoulders up and then pull them around and back and down. And just start noticing your breath in and out. Gently in, gently out. And then determine an intention that you have for today's practice. It could be to gently have your eyes open and stay focused in on some guided direction I give you in a few minutes, in a moment. Or it could be something else. Just notice the rise and fall of your breath in and out. Just notice if you tune me in or tune me out. It's okay, whatever you do. But if you want to direct your focus to tuning in, stay present to what I'm saying. And then use your gaze as an opportunity to use your sight, one of our senses, and your hearing, so your ears, to hear what you're noticing and observing. So find a focal point for your gaze and just gently relax into the gaze. And you might notice some details about what you're focused on. Maybe the material of something. Or maybe you've got a stack of books that you're looking at. Or you're looking out the window and you notice there's still snow if you're in Minnesota and the upper Midwest. Or you might notice an ocean or green grass. Just gently allow yourself to breathe in slowly and gently, sustaining your gaze. Just notice when you become distracted or thoughts come in, and just come back to your breath. Notice the gentle inhale and the exhale through your nose. Notice how it feels to stabilize your mind and direct your attention to a gaze focal point, something that helps you relax. Notice how it feels to be in charge of directing your attention. Observe how it feels to be relaxed. It's nothing forceful. There's no strained thought or thinking. You're just allowing yourself to breathe and letting things pass through your mind. Your focal point is your gaze and what you're looking at. Take in and gently release your breath. Three more breaths. One, release. Inhale. Release. Two. Inhale. Release. Three. And gently just release your hands that might have been on your lap. Move your body around a little bit. And allow yourself to continue the rest of your day. Think about how you direct attention, how you direct your focus when you lose attention. Notice throughout the day how you can focus on the right things at the right time, and how it feels to be in charge of directing your attention and bringing yourself back to the important activities and to the intentions of your day. Namaste. See you next week. Build upon your leadership skills and become effective as a business owner? Do you want to evolve yourself as you redesign your business? You can. We know that dual innovation with mentoring works. We've mentored thousands of emerging to experienced entrepreneurial leaders and small business owners in this dual innovation process since 1992. We are here to co-create a mentoring process where you can nourish resilient relationships while you redesign your business. Resilient relationships promote relational literacy, the ability to understand and express healthy ways of relating. Even a slight increase in relational literacy can lead to significant improvement in all of your relationships. So why not take the risk to move out of dysfunctional relating and move into ways to deepen your connection to yourself and others? Assert self-leadership. If you aren't already subscribed to this podcast, go do it now. Go to wementor.com and get the support and skills needed to build a purposeful life journey with your peers on the entrepreneurial leadership path, consciously co-creating our future. You can also join our virtual mentoring community for one-on-one strategic mentoring or participate in a We Mentor Lab, because we mentor meaningful conversations and activities that lead to higher levels of functionality and engagement in our world and everything that we do with each other. So engage your curiosity and become the leader you envision yourself to be today. WeMentor.com. Go there. Check it out.